the adoption of the Rome Treaty. I mean, this took a long and painstaking years. It was not the most perfect treaty. I mean, as you may know, it was a consensus. And that consensus was built on the strong desire of the peoples around the world to bring to an end impunity. And that is one of the reasons why 15 years down the road, since its adoption, I thought that the criticism which are being made against the court, which led even to the decision by at least three states to announce that they will be withdrawing from the court, led me to really decide to add my voice to those of so many people around the world who care about justice. And I should say that if the Rome Treaty has been come to life, that was first and foremost thanks to the support of African states. And also, if you look into the list of cases, you will see that five of the cases which are today under reinvestigation were brought by the African countries themselves. And this doesn't mean that African leaders are being targeted.
But still, the people are mentioning that Africa is the main target. So what can we do to change this perception?
Well, what we need to do is to embark upon a very active and collective dialogue, and starting with the organs of the court. I mean, the presidency, the office of the prosecutor, the registrar, they should all together dialogue with the state parties, but also non-state parties. But they should also speak to the members of the civil society. They should engage a dialogue with the victims. Because at the end of the day, if this tribunal has been put in place in 2002, that is first and foremost for the victims. And we have seen in many countries around the world, people who were victim of atrocity crimes, by which I mean genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and who were not seeing even the beginning of a justice. To illustrate, a case like Guatemala, where there was a group of indigenous people, about 200,000 who were killed. That was only fair recently that for the first time in history, the Guatemala justice system brought the former president even before a tribunal, and that was an important signal. That is to say that the International Criminal Court is a court which will operate under the principle of complementarity, which means in simple words that the ICC will take cases only when a state fails to take action, failure due to either lack of capacity or lack of political will to address justice.
In the same op-ed, you are also pleading for reform of the Rome Statute and also maybe the implementation. So what do you mean?
There is not a single institution which is perfect. And therefore, it is simply important for the state parties to sit together and to see where there are weaknesses. And that is the proper forum. It is not by withdrawing from the court that you will solve the problem. That will never bring an end to impunity. And to my view, what is required definitely is to see, is the prosecutor weak or is the office of the registrar weak? Where do we need to bring changes? And we have seen it. I mean, even within the United Nations, we have been reforming, be it in the field of management, be it in the field of peacekeeping, and everywhere. Even my own mandate was established as a result of the failure of the international community to prevent the genocide in Rwanda and in Srebrenica. And therefore, let's make sure that we have a strong international criminal court, but most important, let's start by also increasing the effectiveness and the efficiency of the national justice systems.